literally been out of the time I was about 20 years old, 21 years old. And I used to run around the campus at Baylor University down in Waco, Texas. And I would jog, and I could just feel a book coming into my head. And I thought it was going to be a book on forgiveness. And I still have not written this book. And I've spoken on it many times. It's going to really be a book about grace. And I'm going to cough, excuse me. A book about grace. And I was waiting for this book to trickle in my head. Well, now fast forward, I'm 23 years old. I go to get a master's degree in theology from Wheaton College. And I find out that John Calvin wrote the Institutes at age 27. So my personality, I have a get it done personality. So I've got to ride my bike fast, and I'm in a race with John Calvin going, okay, I got to get this grace book out by the time I'm 27, because I want to be up in the ranks with the, you know, who's really serious about being a theologian? Who's serious about leading? Who's serious about making impact? You know, and I'm praying these prayers, you know, Lord, grow me, groom me, change me, baptize me, over and over, and just praying, Lord, I so want to be a vessel of honor in your kingdom. Oh, that you would use me. And I'm trying so hard to be this fantastic, kind of astounding, astonishing writer. And it isn't happening. I got my degree. I had my degree. I'm 24 now. So I decided I'm going to quit my job, you know, and I'm just going to focus on being a writer. And so that didn't last very long. I ended up going into sales. Okay, now I'm going to be in sales and do that on the side and just be a writer. And I'll try to astonish people, because I've got to do this in my 20s, because if I do it later, it's not that astonishing. Lots of people do things later. I got to do it now. And so when I was 25, I started working for a publisher. And I thought, if I'm going to write books, I really need to know what's going on. And I don't want to just, I'm not a Mickey Mousing around here. So I want to find out really what it does it take. So I worked at a publishing house, and as a matter of fact, I worked at two publishing houses. One of them did sales purely, and the other one just kind of locally on the phone, telemarketing. And the other one, I was their national sales representative. So I literally traveled all around the country from age 25, 26, into my 27th year, and reading books, writing, trying to write, and mostly just selling books and reading. And I still couldn't get there. Now, there are a lot of things happening in my life. My parents had gotten a divorce when I was 22. And this was very disturbing to me in my deep. I mean, in my core, I was so upset. And I had been known as Sweet Sarah. And my mother had called me Sweet Sarah for years.